The gold standard of low-risk investing is a 10-year United States Treasury bond, which, at the time of this writing, has a return of about 4%. Invest in nothing but these bonds, and you're guaranteed a 4% haul. The only problem with such a strategy, especially for the millions of soon-to-be-retired baby boomers, is that at 4%, it takes 18 years to double your money. In addition, after 18 years, even with a low inflation rate of 2 to 3%, most of the gain is absorbed by higher prices, leaving you with only slightly more buying power than you had 18 years earlier. Despite this reality, investors buy billions of dollars of these 4% bonds. Why in the world would anyone want to own a bond that barely keeps pace with inflation and realizes almost no real gain in wealth? Because almost everyone is convinced that a higher rate of return necessarily means a lot more risk. And they're more afraid of losing money in an attempt to get a higher return than of their inability to retire comfortably. The fact is, a higher rate of return is not necessarily contingent on incurring significantly more risk. Let me explain. High returns don't necessarily mean more risk. During a talk at the America West Arena in Phoenix, Arizona, I asked the audience, "How many of you drove your cars here today?" Most people raised their hands. Okay, almost everybody. And how many of you took a huge risk driving here? A few hands went back up. "You guys took a huge risk driving here?" I asked incredulously. Either you drivers didn't really take a risk and are just clowning around, or at last we found the problem with Phoenix traffic. You people with your hands up don't know how to drive. Is that it? Everybody laughed. Okay. So it wasn't so terrifying to drive down here. But now imagine that you're coming here, but instead of you doing the driving, it's your 11-year-old nephew behind the wheel. Are you taking a lot of risk now? People laughed and nodded yes. The trip was the same, going from A to B. But when you put someone in the driver's seat who doesn't know how to drive, a relatively safe trip becomes an incredibly risky trip. Exactly the same thing holds true for your journey to financial freedom. If you don't know what you're doing, your journey is going to be either very slow or very dangerous. That's why most people think that going fast, going after a high rate of return, is dangerous, because they don't know how to drive the financial car, and not because going fast is necessarily dangerous. It's only dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. And the essence of rule number one is knowing what you're doing, investing with certainty so you don't lose money. Now, you're probably wondering, what about mutual funds? What about all those techniques we learned to minimize risk and maximize returns? Well, folks, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but here's the truth. Being a mutual fund investor is a whole lot riskier than being a rule number one investor. Investing in a mutual fund is, in many ways, like handing your car keys to that 11-year-old nephew.